Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. One injured and one dead in Gaza, and the Israeli army kidnaps 18 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian civilian was reported injured on Wednesday when a bomb left by the Israeli military exploded near him east of Jabalia town in the northern Gaza Strip. Medical sources said Adil Subh, aged 20, was moved to a local hospital for treatment after sustaining moderate wounds. Also in the Gaza Strip, a 30-year-old woman died on Tuesday night at a Gaza City hospital after she was not allowed to leave for medical treatment in Egypt. Abir Ahmed Al-Agha, a mother of five, was hospitalized at Ashifa Hospital in Gaza. She suffered second-degree burns in the lower part of her body in an accident while cooking a meal for her kids last week. In the past 2 months, five patients, including two children, have died due to being denied access to essential medical treatment outside of the Gaza Strip. The number of patients who have died due to the Israeli siege is now over 300. Doctors in Gaza reported that 1,000 Palestinian patients have all the necessary documents to receive medical treatment abroad, but Israel is not allowing them to travel. 18 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped when Israeli troops carried out several invasions in different parts of the West Bank during dawn hours. The Israeli army radio reported that 18 Palestinians were transferred to a number of interrogation centers in the West Bank. Local sources said soldiers broke into and searched dozens of homes and interrogated several residents in their homes and the streets before kidnapping 18 residents. 8 Palestinians were kidnapped from Bethlehem, 6 in Ramallah, 3 in Jenin, and 1 in Tul Karem. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and Ghassan Malnoura.